welcome to the Joseph Richards Show. I am your host, as always, the Joseph Richards, coming to you from our nation's suburb, Arlington, Virginia. The time is irrelevant at this moment because you'll be listening at a time that is most likely different than the time that we are live here right now. If you can hear sounds from outside, maybe you can. It's an incredibly muggy, humid day here. Lots of people walking around with cups that you could put coffee in. That's why it's so muggy. It felt like Mr. Fantastic on that one. So another Richards. Yes, so it's very, very muggy, very humid, and there's a breeze outside, and there are people nailing things and hammering and sawing and seeing and having seen all these things, construction, stuff like that. Maybe it's destruction. I don't know. But, okay, right. So here we are in the studio. We've got laundry swishing around and tumbling in the machine. So let's just get right to it. Since you last heard from me, from us here, from me, from Tamara, who you technically haven't heard from specifically other than our banter, and I know that I think she probably puts disclaimers at the end of the show or as we post these up for you to hear. Since you last heard from me, I had my 30th birthday. I am now 30 years old. Very exciting. I'm incredibly excited to turn 30 because I feel like now that I'm 30, something that I've wanted to say for so long, I finally am starting to get that right to say. And I know that that's a right that will become stronger as the years go on. But I feel that right now I can say the phrase, I'm too old to insert whatever it is that I really don't care to do. I'm too old to work more than 40 hours a week. I'm too old to care about this particular thing. I'm too old to really take a shower every day. I'm too old to wear more than 3 different pairs of underwear in a month's time. I'm too old to wipe that tapioca from my chin. I'm too old to shave every day. I'm too bearded to shave every day, which has nothing to do with being 30, just being mountainous or a person who is from or could be from the mountains. So yes, so 30, very exciting. I want to throw a shout out to everyone who said thank you. I don't know why they said thank you, but they said happy birthday. I am saying thank you. They said happy birthday. Some people were able to go bowling with me and the GF through sort of a few days of celebration. And there's still balloons and streamers here in the studio apartment, which is not. It's one bedroom. So recently, GF and I had a major craving for Outback Steakhouse. So we decided, who are not currently a sponsor of this show, but I assume that after what I tell you, Outback people, if you're listening, what after this show, once I share this, I believe that Outback will become, in fact, the sponsor of this show. So the GF and I craving Outback Steakhouse. And we wanted to know. I know there's one pretty close by. I've driven to it before. I've eaten there alone. I had the Alice Springs chicken, as I always have. So those of you who know me probably know that one of my favorite restaurants to eat at, as far as chain restaurants, is Applebee's. Oh my God, Applebee's chicken tenders and the French fries, but mainly because of the honey mustard. Well, I feel like Applebee's honey mustard is up there, at least number three, if not higher. Well, what's higher than number three, Applebee's honey mustard, is honey mustard from Outback Steakhouse. It's amazing. It's creamy. It's rich. It makes me feel like I want to throw up as I'm eating it, and that to me is a sign of a very good chain restaurant. honey mustard. So yes, so we are thinking, okay, let's and by GF, this is the first time I'm using it on the show, but GF means girlfriend. This is the girlfriend. I'll probably keep going GF. GF. So we want to go to Outback. So we look it up because Meemaw's car is, we don't want to take it right now. I almost said it's currently not working, but my mom may hear this, and I haven't told her yet. I wonder if she'll hear this. Oh, well, I guess we'll figure out. Wow, I'm 30, and I'm still concerned about that. It's good to know that nothing ever changes. So, yes, we want to go to Outback Steakhouse. So, and my license expired. Oh, I'll get to the license in a minute. Yes, I'm going to get to getting Virginia license, which is absolutely ridiculous and makes me want to destroy life on this planet as we know it. Just somehow affect the gravitational pull of another planet, of Earth, and pull Venus right into us, crash. And yes, then we'll all have smooth legs like Jennifer Lopez and Jewel, but we'll be destroyed. So, and I guess all bones are smooth anyway. Anyway, whatever. Venus, maybe we'll do that. Maybe Planet Gillette, maybe Planet Teller. What was I saying? Outback Steakhouse. Oh, yes. So I can't get a zip car right now because my license expired. So we decided to walk. Okay, we looked it up on an online service that I will not name because I do not want to give them publicity. But I used this online service and we saw that it was 2.2 miles. Outback Steakhouse was 2.2 miles away. So we decided, hey, let's walk. So we walk. It's nice walking through. Part of our area, our neighborhood, through which we have not previously walked, and we get there, and the place is packed, it's bumping, and immediately my thought is, oh, this is where all the white people are, which is a ridiculous thought, because here in Arlington, Virginia, our nation's suburb, especially here in Courthouse, Clarendon area, it's pretty much only white people. So I know where the white people are. They're here, but they're also in Outback Steakhouse in that, wherever we were. So we go in and we put our name on the list and we get the little vibrating thing, hello, here's... speaking of that, so one time my friend Michael and I, Michael, giving a shout out to you right now, I don't know if I finished my birthday shout out, but here it is. Yeah. So, my friend Michael, in Salt Lake once we went to Squatter's Brew Pub thingy and it was really crowded and they gave us a little thing. So we said, the buzzy thing. So we said, oh, we'll just go stand outside. We didn't really want to stand outside and wait. This was after we tried to go to the Roots concert at Gallivan Center, and there were shirtless men and just hippies and hipsters, and it was very annoying. We couldn't really see anything, so we tried to go to a bar. So we went to Squatter's, got the buzzy thing, waited outside, and then we said, you know what, let's just walk around and see what else is open. So we took the buzzy thing with us, we went to, I forget the name of it now, but it was new at the time, and we went in, and we drank, and we hung out, and then once we were done, buzzy thing, was buzzing while we were in there. It's like, well, whatever, we're not coming back. So then we eventually took it back once we were done. So we have, GF and I have the buzzy thing in Outback Steakhouse, and we're sitting there, and we're waiting, and a person comes around. He's got the tray on his hand, or on the palm of his hand, balancing it, and on the tray are little plastic cups, little plastic, basically like what you would get your condiments, your amazing honey mustard in. And it has Aussie fries. Now, if you don't know what Aussie fries are, I don't know why the accent was on the end of that sentence. If you don't know what Aussie fries are, they're basically just French fries with cheese on them. because clearly everyone in Australia has a cholesterol problem. So they have these, two or three hooked together with cheese, and then a little bit of like ranch or blue cheese dressing on the bottom of this cup. And they're bringing them around as if they are as if they're appetizers at Shea Outback Steakhouse. As if we next thing you know, they're going to be yes, would you care for a Foster's Lager in a champagne flute? Would you care for that? I'd prefer a champagne clarinet, but if that's all you have, and yes, for those of you who predict did that, I don't care. Especially you, Nostradamus. Stop listening to this show! You fuck. No reason. No real reason to lay into Nostradamus. There's nothing that would predicate those feelings. So we're getting these nice fancy, and then, so we're eating these, and then they come back around, and they've got the quesadillas, the cheese quesadillas in there. This is the nicest Outback Steakhouse experience I've ever had. So you are called a steakhouse, you're fucking steakhouse, and you are pretending, it was amazing. It really sort of made my day. And the GF and I, we played MASH. If you don't remember that game, mansion, apartment, shack, house. And then you pick people you want to marry. And then you pick things, whatever. There are variations. You pick things you want as pets, maybe the number of kids you want. Since we don't want kids, we did pets instead, which I guess synonymous in some ways. And then you pick what kind of car you want or what kind of job you want or whatever. I forget. I know I was living in a house, and I know I married someone completely undesirable to me to marry, and I believe my job was hippo trainer at the zoo, and I believe I had a squirrel as a pet, which will make Adam Jones very happy to hear because he loves squirrels. And Adam, thanks for coming to visit recently. So anyway, we're in Outback Steakhouse, and it was just nice and classy. And of course, I'm wearing my jeans with the holes in the one hole in the crotch. It's tiny. It's not completely. I mean, you can't see stuff necessarily yet, unless you're one of the littles. Which I feel like I like the littles better than I liked Rescue Rangers, and I don't know if it's because the littles came first. Or if because the littles had that, I don't remember any of their names. I'm sure those of you listening at home, at work, or on a ship probably remember. But and Tamara's not looking it up. She's actually eating Aussie fries right now. Thank you, Tamara. Nope. There's no need to. Don't get up, please. Don't get up on my account. Anyway, it was a great experience. Alice Springs chicken, top-notch as always, the Bloomin' Onion thingy. Yes, so that was that experience. So, again, why were we walking? We were walking because I couldn't get a zip car, and I couldn't get a zip car because my license expired on my birthday, and my Utah license expired on my birthday. So I look, okay, Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles, let's see what I need to do to get this license. Okay, you need to have, you need an unexpired license. Oh, well, shit. Okay, I'm out of luck there because my license is expired now. Otherwise, why the fuck would I get a license? It's ridiculous. You need a passport. Okay, whatever. Which can be expired or unexpired. That's fine. You need milk that's unexpired. And then the one that killed me, you need a birth certificate. Are you kidding me? I need a birth certificate to get a driver's license. Now, okay, so I know that this is a trend that's happening all across the country now because we are very afraid that people from immigrants, specifically, most likely, Mexican immigrants, will come into our country and contribute to our traffic jam problem, because we all know that once people immigrate to this country from Mexico, the first thing they do is just really make our interstates into a parking lot. I doubt we'd have any traffic on the streets, because what we also know about people who come from Mexico who immigrate and then take our driver's licenses away from us, and take U.S. driver's license away, is that they always are one to a car as well. Like there's definitely no car sharing, no carpooling, and so for the rest of us, white uptight Americans, you know, it's our right to drive as one person in a vehicle and not use the HOV lane. And just when people are coming in and sort of taking that right from us, it's appalling. So that's clearly why we passed. No, there's no fucking reason. There's no reason anyone should have to show a birth certificate to get a fucking driver's license. Are you absolutely kidding me? You know what? Everyone who came up with that law, everyone who passed that law, everyone who voted for that law, fuck you. Fuck off. There's no reason. There's absolutely no... immigrant from Mexico. How are you doing? You don't speak English? That's fine. We're going to treat you differently. We hate you, by the way. We hate you because all of us right here in America, especially the white folk of us who are frequently in a tea party or something like that, which it sounds nice, I know, but it's not what you think. We hate you. All of us, you know, we're all from here, born and raised, all of us, generations back, no immigrants in the white people. Come here, we hate you. You can have jobs secretly, because we want to exploit you. We want to exploit your labor and your wage, because thus is the benefit of capitalism, the best system in the world, besides Linux, which I think is pretty nice. And I don't mean Linux Square Mall in Atlanta. What? Yeah, shout out. So that's the third shout out on the show. If you're playing a drinking game at home, stop, because drinking is not a game. All right. Venison is game. So... Mexican immigrant person, I know I kind of veered off course there, weren't really paying attention anyway. So we hate you, we hate everything about you, we make up phrases like fucking anchor babies, and we're going to scorn you and potentially do violence against you. We don't want you to be here, we don't want you any valid part of our society. And one way, the one thing we can absolutely do to make sure that you don't integrate into our society or contribute or come in to our place, as a valuable piece, we want to make sure that you don't get driver's licenses. We want to make sure that we can make you depressed enough to where you want to drink alcohol. But you can't actually get it because you would need a license to do that, and you can't. So, I know you tune in, the three of you who do, to hear funny things, but I'm sorry, like, this is absolutely fucking ridiculous. And you know, it doesn't matter that I don't have a driver's license. Like, fuck that. Like, whatever. I mean, I guess I don't really need a driver's license. But it's the reason why we have that on the books. The fact that we would go after immigrants. Who are us? Are you fucking kidding me? We are fucking immigrants. And I know this is nothing new, and I know this is not an avant-garde political ideology, but it fucking drives me crazy. Which reminds me, Harry Potter I liked. I actually did like... I liked Harry Potter, except for the ending. I mean, overall, it was pretty good. GF said something, and I agree with this, that she liked that a lot of it, there wasn't a lot of dialogue, or as much as in the other films, and I appreciated that, too. Ending, too happy. I'm sorry. I felt the same about Cormac McCarthy's The Road. Honestly, I wish, I don't want to give things away for those of you who haven't seen it, but I want those endings to be more depressing. I remember specifically... a moment in my life. It was in, I guess, for some reason, I have lots of memories of watching Disney films in school, both in, well, not both, but in elementary, middle, and high school. In high school, we watched Aristocats a lot. We watched Little Mermaid. We watched The Lion King. But then we also got to watch, I believe, an episode of Mr. Bean and possibly The Young Ones, which, yeah, amazing. But I remember watching The Little Mermaid in either elementary or middle school, and at the end when Ursula is huge and inflated, and if you haven't seen The Little Mermaid, then fuck you. I'm going to give it away. But I just remember being really mad when they stabbed her with the ship. First of all, are you fucking kidding me? That's so depressing to see. First of all, a giant lady woman just trying to take over the world kindly with her song. Just all her dreams just literally bursting by being rammed through with a ship by a fucking idiot prince asshole. I was very depressed that she didn't win. For some reason, I've always sort of desired that the villains in stories would win more, but that didn't happen. So, yep, I feel bad for Hishu, not be named. His shoes shall not be named. These shoes are not appropriate for kids. His shoes should not be named. We thought he was defeated, but he always came reback. Whatever. Anyway, so that was depressing to me. The final thing I really... Well, I guess I want to mention two things. One, I do hate when one fingernail gets longer than the others. That's pretty annoying. Two, yes, okay. So I was very fortunate I took my second improv class at the DC Improv, and we had our graduation showcase last month. And after you do that, you're allowed to sign up with the DC Improv Comedy School cast show member team. That's like millions of people, I think, or at least 300. You can sign up for that and then potentially be in an upcoming show. So I signed up and said I was interested, and they were kind enough to, along with another cast of people, let me into that. So August 24th, if you're in the DC metro area or in the United States of America, I'll be performing with some much more talented people. August 24th, the DC Improv. You can look up the DC Improv, and I'll include the link. Well, Tamara will, if she can get the greasy Aussie fry stuff off her fingers. So I'll include that link, and you can check it out. The people there are definitely worth seeing, especially Brie Lux, Ryan Walburn, and Katie McDermott. I think there might have been somebody else from my class in there, but I forget. It doesn't matter. So if you have prejudice toward people who come here from Mexico, fuck you. That's the most ridiculous, asinine opinion ever. That a lot of people say opinion, you know, it's my opinion, it can't be right or wrong. Fuck, that's wrong. That's absolutely wrong. To hate someone because of the country they come from, and to pass laws that are clearly grounded in discriminating against those people, fuck you. And thanks for listening. As always, I am Joseph Richards.
One, two, three, it's a